Hello, guys. Welcome to Sleon Live. We do these shows, special occasions, special guests, and of course we have a guest today, and of course today's topic is credit. How to fix your credit? How to fix your debt? A lot of people our age. I am 34. I have a lot of debt, a lot of credit issues. Well, not credit, but more debt. I have friends that have a lot of credit stuff going on, and of course no one wants to talk about it. But of course you got to fix it. And to join us to talk to us a little bit about it is Chris Moran. Welcome to the Sleon Live Show.
You got it, man. How you guys doing? Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to talking about what we do and how we're helping people across the board.
Yes. Let me do a quick intro how Chris and I met. We went to college together back in the early 2000s, and we were running into each other. We had some mutual friends. He was a very, very bright guy. And, of course, we went to Liberty. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris?
Absolutely, man. So, yeah, we met in school. I believe that was – I graduated 02, so I think it was 2003 or the fall semester of 2002. But long story short, yeah, we just met through school. And a lot of the time, man, I remember seeing you in the library. We'd be studying all the time. I can actually always remember that downstairs and – I guess that old DeMoss building there in Liberty. And, so we did that. I went to school for sports management and business management. It was a minor in business management, and sports management was was my main degree. And went to school there and got out and, had all these aspirations of making money and, working and everything. But long story short, it was kind of a cold reality when you get out of school and it's like, okay, what do I do now? And it's actually a funny story. My dad owns a lot of properties and a lot of sales companies for years. And I got back from school and was working for him for a while selling food, door-to-door salesman type of deal. Very, very difficult to do. And I was like, man, this is rough. Like, you go to school and you think you're going to get out and make all this money, but that doesn't really happen. And at the same time, I was the maintenance man for one of his office buildings. And one day, about maybe a year or two after I got out of college, I was in the office cleaning the toilets, actually. I'll never forget it. And these guys came in this one spot in my father's building. We were trying to rent it. And I walked in over there. I was like, oh, my dad's not here. Let me go grab him. And they were talking about how they were helping people get out of credit card debt. And this is in 2000. Geez, I think it's 2008 or 2009. I forget the exact start. But from that point forward, instead of them actually coming in here and renting out the spot in the office, I was like, wow, that looks like a good business model. Maybe I'll learn to do it. I was very ambitious at the time. And I'll go and we'll open maybe an affiliate office of that company that wanted to come here. So I went to their office. I drove there every day for about a month, learned their business, and tried to understand what they were doing and how to actually scale the business. And what happened was they weren't really always doing the right thing by the client. They were really just trying to make a lot of money. So I ended up finding a different attorney, a different person to actually work and do the entirety of the process of helping people get out of debt. And that's how I started my first business, which goes back in, 2009, which was Opportunity Debt Management. And from that point forward, I learned how to train people and learned how finances really work with pertaining to credit card debt or student loan debt, credit repair laws and guidelines, or debt validation people maybe that are struggling with, tax issues we were helping out. And I learned a lot of trades all within one thing from learning initially how to get people out of debt. And from that point, from 2009, I've opened up multiple companies. We were doing a company called Consumer Tax Relief for a while. And then I actually started an insurance agency called Liberty One Health Group. We were selling indemnity insurance plans, short term. And then I started selling life and indexed universal life plans. But I always stayed true to my main business, which was always debt and credit, which really leads to today, which is the business name now, which is Total Credit Relief, established in 2012. We've had hundreds of five-star reviews. You can see on Facebook alone now we have over 50 five-star reviews. Great presence, thousands, I think 13 or 14,000 followers on Instagram. And we're really helping people that have a burden, whether it's credit card debt, whether it's federal student loans, or maybe it's private student loans and they don't know what to do with them. And then also credit repair. That's the main business now that we work on, is helping people fix and restore their credit. So that's one of the main things now that we're doing, and we're helping people across the board, like A to Z. I'm very, very particular in always making sure that we're doing the job right, making sure the clients are happy. And, you know, when people look at the company, which is Total Credit Relief, it's like R-E-L-I-E-F. A lot of people think I say release. Does it sound like release when I say that, Santiago?
Yeah, it does. It does. But it's relief with an F.
With an F, yeah, man. It's so funny. Literally on a daily basis, like, is this Total Credit Relief? I'm like, no, it's relief, like hurricane relief. But yeah, so, and through the last couple of years, I've really learned the industry and a lot of like, listen, a lot of trials, tribulations, learning how to do it better, learning how to really help people with their credit, how to remove negative items off their reports, and also help people that have outstanding credit card debts to get them, you know, get them wiped away, whether it's through settlement or it's through like a validation program where we're legally using federal law in validating the accounts. So there's just a plethora of different things that we do. And the last year or so has really been about scaling the business now that we have such a good model and a good template, and also helping people. Like everything that we do is really based upon making sure we're helping people. Like I grew up, was raised a Christian guy and went to Christian school. And I always hold that near and dear to what we do. And a lot of people don't necessarily care about that, but I do.
So yeah, no,
that's
yeah.
Kind of my story.
Yeah, I mean, also same here, obviously, you know, having integrity, you know, having those foundations when you start a business, because, you know, it's there, you know, everyone kind of bumps into a business that could scam you or they just don't do well good service. But yeah, it's very important to have those foundations. You know, like with credit and debt, obviously, you know, we're people our age, actually. How many people do you run into that have student loan debt? Like, is it like 8 out of 10?
Yeah, you know, man, so we pull a lot of reports and, you know, people send us their reports to look at and a lot of brokers. And I will tell you, across the board, I don't know if specifically maybe 8 out of 10, but it's very high. It depends on the base, right? So if we're dealing with people that are buying homes, maybe some of them are a little bit older in this area and they have student loans, but I've always noticed in our age range of like the 28 to maybe 35 or 40 years old, tons of people are dealing with student loans, whether it's federal or whether it's private. Now, the thing with federal is a lot of people don't understand how to reduce their payments or what federal payback plans they maybe qualify for. And that's what we help. We help people go through that. And obviously there's a charge for the service, but we help people literally go through it and get qualified to see if they may be able to save money. Maybe they don't even have to pay their loans back, or maybe they can defer them for another period of time, or maybe we put them into payback that's a lot less than what they're currently paying. So that is what I see with the whole federal side. And then people also have private student loans. Private student loans are a little different. We're going to use federal law to help invalidate those accounts. What that means is we challenge the right for the collection of the actual account. A lot of people, Santiago, that we deal with are behind. Most people, especially that have private student loans, like a private student loan is basically just like a, maybe like just like a credit card, whereas federal is backed by the government. Like you can't do anything other than pay it back and try to find a way that it actually qualifies. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. You know, we were talking about the other day is like my private student loans are actually all paid out. I paid mine last March, about a year ago. It all paid out. I paid off. Well, I won't say the number here, but,
right.
But yeah, we're talking about the federal loans, and you're saying, yeah, that's a whole different animal. That's something you got to pay down on your own.
Yeah. Well, federal loans, it's not that specifically just paying down your own. Of course, yes, you have to pay that down on your own, but there are plans. There is plans. If you qualify for them, you can like significantly reduce the amount of money you're actually paying. Or sometimes you don't actually have to pay back the loans, period. It just depends on what the person can qualify for. And that's what myself and my team goes through, is helping qualify people to see what plan they would best fit. It's kind of like doing your taxes, but you don't necessarily know the best way to write expenses off or to what codes go there or what codes go, you know, like, you know, for a certain particular expense. That's why you hire an attorney, or not an attorney, a tax accountant. So it's very similar with student loan debt. Federal student loan debt, we know the plans. We know how to educate the consumer. And we try to put them into a plan that would help suit their needs better and also will help give them a lot of relief pertaining to what they're dealing with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, like there is ramifications. If you don't get this fixed, you can't you know, you can't buy a house. You can't buy a car, maybe. You know, there are certain things that affect your credit, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. And that's kind of like the sad scenario that I see, like, continually and consistently on a daily basis, is the fact that so many people that are looking to get homes, whether they're 25 or they're 40, 45, 50 sometimes, they have these balances of student loan debt. And the balance of student loan debt goes against them. The balance of student loan debt is sitting there, and it's actually created like a massive like hole for these people because they can't actually get out of the scenario. A lot of people that we deal with, I mean, we have clients that have, you know, $50,000 or $100,000+ in the student loan debt, and they're barely affording to get by. And because these people can't pay back their student loans, their credit is getting affected. So that's also where we come in, is we also offer the plan to help repair the credit, where we'll challenge the items on the bureaus and try to help get the items either repaired, as in correcting late payments, or removed, maybe removing collection items or charge-offs. And it's, you know, very, very, very successful. But when it pertains to the student loans, yeah, Santiago, man, I see that all the time, man. My team sees it all the time. And, like, so many people. I wouldn't say it's like 80%, but it's definitely probably 50 to 60+% of people that have federal or private student loans, and it kills their credit.
Now, with the credit stuff, if the person goes through you guys, do you guys offer like a time frame? Okay, if you go with us, your credit might be fixed in 3 to 6 months. Like, what's like the timetable here?
So let's go. Okay, great question, by the way. So pertaining to credit repair and timetables, I'm going to be as conservative and I'm going to be as realistic as humanly possible. We have clients that will come in, depending on the amount of negative items they have, will really dictate the timetable and also the amount of times we're able to investigate and or challenge the negative items on their reports. So what that means is, let's take an example. Say you, Santiago, had a credit card. You fell behind. You have late payments. And then that card got charged off and went to collections. And say you're dealing with 4 or 5 of those. Now we'll take a client that might come into our program that will have a bankruptcy, maybe some tax liens, maybe a whole bunch of late payments, and, you know, maybe a whole bunch of charge-offs and collections as well. And say they got 20 or 30 items per bureau. Now remember, there's 3 bureaus. You have Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Each bureau is individual. They're all 3 different companies. It's like your company, my company's my company, and maybe your friend's company is your friend's company. That's how the bureaus work as well. So we have to investigate all those items on each different bureau continually monthly. So we average, I would say, between 6 to 9 months, depending on how bad the reports are. Some clients that don't have a lot on their profile will have done sooner, and some people will be in the program longer. Like, we had a client that enrolled yesterday. You know, I think it was like 240 negatives. I don't even know how they had so much, but it was like 80+ per bureau. It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so there's such a lot of people, not specific to you, but just in general, a lot of people like, oh, what's the exact timetable? There really isn't a specific timetable, because also we don't know if the bureau is going to come back on our investigation or challenge and say, okay, no, that item has to stay on the credit report. Then we need to use a different tactic on the next month or the next month after that. But an average would say between maybe 6 to 9 months. Sometimes sooner, again, depending on how much is on there.
Yeah, and like the biggest damage, I guess, is a late payment.
That's well said, yeah. So collection items and charge-offs and different things of that nature are, I don't want to say easier, because nothing's easy to remove from the bureaus, but late payments are a little bit more difficult because you have a history of paying. So say you've had a credit card for 3 or 4 years or 5 years, and you continually always made your payments, and then you missed 1 or 2 payments. You know, they literally see the fact that you have actually had payments paid on time for month upon month upon month, and now you fell behind. So, you know, you have to really try to use the right laws, the right guidelines, the right tactics, maybe a proof of goodwill, like different things to help the bureaus reverse that and say, hey, listen, okay, not a big deal. Like, it'll be okay. We're going to repair that item and say it was on time. So it just depends. But, yeah, that's exactly one of the harder ones is late payments. But we do repair them all the time. I mean, all the time.
Now, as a person that sees a lot of reports and files, how many credit cards should a person have?
Great question, man. So revolving balances and types of credit, you should definitely probably, I would say, have between 2 to 5, depending. I mean, types of credit is an actual percentage of your credit score. So when you're dealing with that, you know, it's always good to have one or two credit cards open, maybe have a car loan, maybe have a mortgage. And the funny thing is, a lot of people don't realize is that if you don't have credit, it's very hard to build your credit scores. So, or if you don't have like a credit card, or if you don't have a car loan. So types of credit actually, I think it's 10%. Yeah, it equals 10% of your overall score. So obviously you can tell it's important. And then the length of your credit, meaning how long have you had your accounts for, that equals 15% of your new score. So those two things combined right there is 25% of your score. And then there's 10% of your score is based on new credit that you get. So 35% of your credit score is based on having credit, open accounts, how long the accounts have been open, and also how much new credit you have. Penalize you if you don't have credit. Like, I got a lot of friends and business owner buddies and stuff that pay everything cash. They don't really have a lot of credit, and their credit's in the toilet. And then you have these people that are struggling with credit card debt across the board. They're making their payments. They're drowning, but their credit score is good. And also, another factor that goes into the credit is the amount of money that you owe on a credit card. So if you have, a $1,000 credit card and your limit is $1,000, let's say, and you put on there $900, well, your credit score is going to go down because 30% of your credit score is based on the actual amounts that are owed. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I know I just have a gas card. I am not a credit card guy, but I have to because, I mean, I had a car payment, got that all paid off. But, yeah, you're right. I've always heard 2 to 5 credit cards. You know, maybe I should grab, like, an Amex or something and start building some more credit. But I'm all a cash guy. But in this world, you need credit. Yeah. You know?
No, but it helps, man, because, like, say, for instance, right now, right? Maybe you have a home, maybe you don't. Maybe you get married and you get some kids and, like, oh, wow, we need a bigger house. Well, without established credit, you hurt yourself because you don't have those years of experience on your profile.
Yeah.
So when a lender looks at you, they say, okay, wait, this guy may pay his payments on time, but he really doesn't have any history of actually having credit. So it actually hurts you in the long run. And that's what I tell a lot of people, like, you know, the biggest thing for fixing credit is being able to go get trade lines. And some people can't because their credit's so bad. So that's why we go in there and we try to help and we try to fix the reports and the bureaus and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, without credit, you really can't build it. So it is important to have it. And each person's profile is different. It's double dependent, but you should definitely have a couple credit cards. You don't have to always use them all, but it's good to have it for the years, for the history of them. You know, you have certain credit cards between 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You're in great standing, with history. So when you go to get a loan or you go get a car, it's very simple. I mean, and I'll tell you, for me, in the last couple of years, like, I'm done with the whole car buying thing because I kind of went through this phase where I just enjoyed cars. I mean, I could call up and get a $100,000 car loan, snapping my fingers, and just have them mail a check because of my credit. I never needed to take that money out of my pocket. And that's the benefit of having good credit.
Yeah, that, for sure. I mean, like you were saying, if you need to buy a house, get a bigger house, you need to have established credit. 7 years, takes time. It takes time to build up. All in the audience, if you go to sleonproductions.com/credit, fill out the form there so you get more information, and we'll process that to Chris, and hopefully we'll if you have any problems with your credit or you want to fix your debt, get it done. Sometimes you got to move forward, but that debt always there. But if you deal with it, I dealt with mine. 2 years ago, I just I sacrificed a lot of things. Paid it off, asked some financial experts, and then asked Chris, and Chris will give me some advice and things like that. And, get it done because it's something that you can't brush aside. So, Chris, can you tell the audience how can people reach you and they can find out more information about your company?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I have a ton of different landing pages and certain things that we use. I mean, I would say for now, guys, go to the link that Santiago has there in the profile of this and fill out the information, and we'll have one of our specialists reach out to you, whether it's myself or my office manager or some of the sales reps that work in the office. We'll have somebody contact you right away, or you can go to our site, fill out a form, and of course, mention the fact that you heard us on Santiago's podcast, and you know, just make sure so you know where you're coming from. But totalcreditrelief.com. There's contact forms all across the page. And that's what I would do. But again, I would probably follow the links that you have there, Santiago, and then we'll make sure that we contact people and call them and see what we can do to help.
Yeah,
I will tell you a couple going points real quick is that our program, especially on credit repair, we do all the work first. Our company only bills 5 days after we do all the disputes and challenges. We've never had a complaint. We have over 50 five-star reviews. We have flat rate pricing. We also have monthly pricing. And we have 100% money-back guarantee through at least 90 days, meaning that if you enroll and we don't have items deleted or if we don't have, you know, results for you, upon request, we refund money. So, and that's one of the reasons why we should stay in such good standing is because we take care of our customer base. You don't ever have to worry about spending money and being like, oh, wow, nothing happened. They took money. No, we've been in business since 2012. This is for the long run. This is not for one or two clients. Nobody's making a lot of money off of a couple $100 payments. Trust me. So the whole idea here is for volume, to satisfy clients, to make sure we're processing it and doing it the right way.
There you have it. Chris will take care of you. Trust this guy. I know this guy for, wow, for years. We've kept in touch as a beautiful family, great company. And go to SleonProductions.com/credit. Chris, this is the time of the show for random questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite mustard?
Favorite what?
Your favorite mustard.
Favorite mustard?
Yeah.
That's funny. Probably spicy.
Oh, okay. Good one. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog. I used to be a cat person, but I got a funny story real quick. When I moved from my parents' house to my house, I tried bringing my cat with me. And I was stupid me. I didn't put the cat in the carrier. I was carrying the cat. I was holding it in my car. I got in and closed the cat's tail in the door as I got in because the cat tried getting out. From that point forward, I've never had a cat again.
That's awesome. Yeah, cats are they're a special breed. What is your favorite Rocky movie?
Oh, dude, 4. 1 and 4. I mean, I think any guy that grew up in that era, it's definitely either. I mean, brother, all good. Rocky 3 is okay. Rocky 5 is okay. But Rocky 1, 2, and 4. I mean, 4 is awesome, man, when he's out there in Russia training. Oh, my gosh.
And did you see The Avengers?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your favorite Avenger?
Oh, man, dude, that's a good question. So, I don't know, man. Thor's pretty sweet. Captain America's awesome, too. Iron Man, it's hard. I've never specifically had one, but the Iron Man movies are awesome. I love the Captain America movies, and I love the Thor movies, man. I don't know. Thor's pretty cool character, too, though. I mean, he's pretty neat.
Yeah. A lot of people say Captain America, but, you know, Thor is up there as well. I like the Hulk, but, you know. He's the Green Man.
I love the Hulk, man, but during the movies, they never really made him. They didn't really make him anything special, in my opinion, during the movies. But I love the Hulk, too.
Chris, any closing words?
No, man. I for one, I appreciate the time. I appreciate you for, you know, you having me on and showcasing my business and what we do. I also appreciate the friendship. I love listening to your cast. I hear them all the time on Facebook. It's awesome. And the only thing I would say is that, you know, if anyone that's listening to this truly does have an issue, you know, listen, it's a free consultation. We would love to talk to anybody that needs help with credit, debt situation, maybe even some tax issues, depending, federal student loans, private. We help with it. If we can't help you, we tell you that. And, you know, waiting doesn't help. You know, I had a friend today that, you know, I saw in the gym earlier this morning. He's like, dude, he's like, you know, I need to go get a house and I need to get it soon. I'm like, bro, I told you a couple months ago to call me. We can help you. And he's like, you just don't want to wait on situations like this because it can be fixed. There is a fix. It's just the biggest thing is a lot of people have fear and they don't want to actually take the time to actually fix it or go through the struggle or the headache of maybe having to, you know, like take a step or talk to somebody about it. It's very common. There's no ego when it's involved in fixing your credit or helping get your debt situation squared away. If you're in that scenario, the worst thing to do is filing bankruptcy. The best thing to do is helping talk to somebody who knows how to actually do it using federal law, using different consumer protection laws to help get you in a better position.
There you have it. SleonProductions.com/credit. Fill out the form if you have any, if you want to get things done with your credit and debt. Chris Miranda will take care of it. Fill out that form /credit and we'll definitely help you guys out. I'm dealing it right now. So hopefully things will be a brighter future. You want a brighter future. You want to go to the other end and have a greener future. And hopefully you guys will be able to purchase a house, maybe buy a car, buy a Porsche, buy a Lambo, whatever you guys like to drive. Chris Miranda. And also, if you go to the Instagram, what's the Instagram? It's a very good account, I think.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, we got a lot of followers. It's Total Credit Relief. Again, R-E-L-I-E-F.
Yeah.
If you go to the website as well, www.totalcreditrelief.com, scroll to the bottom and you'll see the Facebook page and you'll see the Instagram page and Twitter. On the Facebook page, you can see over 55 star reviews with not a complaint. And then on the Instagram page, you can see all the pictures of what we're doing. And you can put pictures on there. I mean, you could put the site there, whatever you want to do it. And people can go there and see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Well, Chris, thanks. I appreciate you coming on to Sleon Live.
You got it, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, man. All right.